Talking about goaltenders, our next guest might be one of those names we bring up in a short amount of time as far as getting starts and runs of good luck and runs of success here in our city. A recent draft pick in the 2012 entry draft went 75th overall to the Calgary Flames and now is a huge member of the Providence Friars. He is John Gillies and joins us here in the Subway Restaurant's Fresh Take Hotline. John, good morning.
Hey, how are you doing?
We're doing great. How's life in the NCAA and with Providence?
It's not bad. It's going pretty well. It's 2 hours later over here, so that's pretty nice.
Yeah, that's all right. So we're not getting you right out of bed, I suppose.
No, not quite.
You've had a nice month, pal. Tell us about it. You, the Hockey East co-goaltender of the month, 7-1-1. You guys have been red hot, and you've been at the front of the bus.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a good month all around. Practices are going really well for our team, and we're kind of getting the bounces right now. Pucks are hitting posts and going out for us, and posts are going in. Posting going in on the other team, and we've got a bunch of great guys scoring at the top of the list right now. Our top forward, Ross Bowerman's, I think, tied for third or fourth in the nation in points, and see, his development's been phenomenal. So we've got a bunch of guys keeping us going right now.
Talk about, you mentioned practice, and I know in college hockey, practice is a big thing because it's mostly weekend play. It's almost, in some ways, more important than those game actions, isn't it? Certainly for your development, I would guess it's during the week that you get the work in.
Yeah, definitely more goalie sessions and stuff like that. During our actual practices, we do a lot of systems. We do a lot of battle drills and rush opportunities just to kind of make sure we enforce a staple of our team and our identity with our work ethic and stuff like that. So sometimes the shots aren't in great multitude. And I do extra goalie sessions before practice about two or three times a week, depending on how I'm feeling. And then we have pregame skates before games. And if we don't have a team pregame skate, I get out with the goalie coach usually and take some extra shots. So just kind of work around it and just get shots where I can.
We had you on back at the NHL draft a couple years ago on Radio Row. You sat down, we had a chat, and it seems like from that moment on, John, your career just kind of started to skyrocket. I know obviously when you're a third-round pick, you've been on the radar, but it seems like already a real good value and bargain at round three, and since getting drafted, you've gone on to another level. Was that a big confidence boost for you, or do you feel like this was just kind of in the making all along?
It's definitely a confidence boost when you hear your name called at something like the NHL draft. You can't lie and say that it's not. But moreover, it's just that summer provided being in Calgary's development camp and stuff like that. It just provided more of a wake-up call than anything, and realizing that I always knew that the draft was just the first step, and the real work began there. But really being in those types of environments and situations showed me what kind of work it's going to take to get to the next level. And I'd never been a big off-ice worker or anything like that because I'd always kept myself so busy on the ice. And that's something I've really honed in and focused on. And I've started battling a lot harder in practice because we have a 34-game schedule instead of a 60-game schedule like in the USHL. So it's a lot of things have kind of clicked in my mind and kind of just contributed to my success and where I am right now.
John Gillies, our guest with the Providence Friars. You've already kind of started to rewrite the goaltending record books at your school. They're already the all-time leader in shutouts. You've played, what, a season and not quite a half. It's amazing what you've done in a very short amount of time. And you're heading into such an exciting time. There's the U.S. World Juniors, and obviously once you get back to school after that, it's going to be a run as you try and make some noise with Providence College. How are you handling draft year? Very stressful. Do you find that there's added stress this year now with some added expectations?
No, we keep it pretty loose around our locker room. People put expectations on you, but pressure is really only what you put on yourself as an individual and as a team. And we just approach it one day at a time, one game at a time. And we're all having fun. It's all smiles around our locker room. And that's the most important thing is if you take it one day at a time, you remember how much you love the game and you remember how fun the game is. So our goal there from the coaching staff down is just approach it with that mindset.
John, tell us a bit about that Hockey East. You get to see a lot of Flames prospects. You play with a couple in Gilmore and Jankowski, and then you get to see Johnny Gaudreau and Bill Arnold at BC a bunch.
Yeah, I haven't seen them this year, thankfully. We all know what Johnny Gaudreau can do, and Bill Arnold as well. He's probably one of the most underrated players in our league in terms of his skill set and what he brings to the table, because he really does it all. And then Jenks and Gilly on our team here, they're just phenomenal players. They've both made major improvements since last year. Jenks and I were here for 10 weeks this past summer, and he's put on about 10, 15 pounds, and it really shows and translates onto the ice. And his shots come a long way. His skating's come a long way. He's just an impact player this year. He's a difference maker. And then Gilly's always been one of the best skaters I've ever seen. And he continues to do that this year. His offensive confidence picking up, and you can really see his offensive abilities coming out this year as well. So it's been good. And you know Johnny G, what he can do with the puck, and you just can't put into words what it's like to watch him play. And looking forward to a good battle with him and Bill down the road here.
You got a busy holiday season coming with that under 20 tournament. What does your schedule look like between, let's say, the middle of January and now?
I leave for Minnesota December 15th for a few days of training camp out at the University of Minnesota, and one exhibition game against Minnesota State, a team that my Providence team actually played earlier in this year. And then we head over. I'm not exactly sure what the schedule is. Last year, with it being in Russia, we played a few exhibition games in Finland before we went over to Russia. I'm not sure if we go straight to Sweden this year or not, but it's going to be a fun. It's a really condensed tournament. As I found out last year, it goes by really fast, but it was an amazing experience, and I'm fortunate enough to be able to do it again.
Chatting with John Gillies, goaltending prospect for the Calgary Flames here on Sportsnet Radio 960 The Fan. 6'5", 215, is that about where you're tipping them right now?
Yeah, I'm up more towards 220 right now.
Jeez. So does play, and you only know the way you play the position, but for you, your goaltending coach and the way you play the position, is it different than maybe a guy who's 6'1 or 6'2? Are the things you want to do or you don't want to do? What are the strategic position, you know, positionally that you need to play when you're 6'5"?
Definitely just make sure your shoulders are square at all times, and realize that with being 6'5", sometimes if you have to get out 3-4 inches shorter and more inside the crease, as long as you're square, you're going to have still a very good chance of stopping the puck.
Yeah.
And one of the biggest things we do is, I'm fortunate enough to have a lot of athleticism for my size, and we try and focus on that and make sure that I don't become a blocker, I don't get blocking tendencies unless they're really needed, i.e. in tight plays and things like that, because with my size, it'd be easy for goalie coaches to try and make me like that. But it'd be a waste of kind of some natural abilities.
Yeah, we had your coach, Nate Lehman, on maybe about a month ago and asked him, you know, I think the tendency is when guys in net are that big, 6'5", 220, that it just rely on your size and your position and become a blocker. And he says that's not what you've got with John Gillies, because he is so athletic. He's able to be a blocker in some instances, but more often we just kind of ask him to go out there and make reaction plays. And it gets you on YouTube, apparently, John. I've seen between you and Jankowski, we've had a little bit of YouTube material floating around early on this season.
Yeah, it's been good. I mean, definitely my save. That was one of my best friends from my Indiana team, in Sean Crowley. So
yeah,
it's kind of nice that he found my glove there on the other side of the net.
Sure.
And I mean, Jenks makes those plays all the time. So if everyone went on YouTube, it'd probably be pretty clogged.
Yeah. Have you had much in the way of discussions? Have the Flames been down to see you? Do you talk to them on a regular basis?
I talk to them about once a week. And my main correspondent is Mr. Sutter, and we just provide weekly check-ins, whether it's through text message or whatnot.
Yeah.
And there are instances where he'll call us if he's got something to discuss with us. But they've been out to. I'm not sure exactly how many games they've come to. I think I've talked to them after two or three games, and So it's been about the same as last year.
Yeah. And I'm sure you're aware of the trade that took place here again about a month ago as Laurent Brossoit was moved to the Edmonton Oilers. And Jay Feaster at the time said, really, that one of the basis of that deal was how confident they were in you and your ability and where you had basically progressed to the top of the food chain in terms of goaltending prospects. Is that pressure, or do you take that as a pat in the back and you're like, good, I'm glad I'm being recognized?
I mean, if anything, it's just extra motivation. I actually didn't know that until right now.
Oh, there you go.
What Mr. Feaster had said. So, if anything, that's just kind of motivation to work harder and make sure that if they believe in me like that, to make sure that I make them look good and somewhere down the road.
John, we chatted a little earlier in this program about Johnny Gaudreau and that decision of, you know, when is the right time to come out of college? How do you approach that decision, and when will you know you're ready to make the jumps to the pros?
I approach that decision as it'll happen when the Flames organization feels that I'm ready. And I know that when they come calling, it'll be, and they'll have my best interests. Development-wise, in mind, and their best interests. So it's no use worrying about it, no use waiting around for it. If I lied and said it wasn't in the back of my mind all the time, I mean, that wouldn't be true because, I mean, the prospect of signing an NHL contract, something that you've dreamed about since you were a little kid, will always be there. But if anything, that thought just makes you work harder in the here and now. And it contributes to your work ethic, but first and foremost, I'm a Providence College Friar right now, and I'm going to do everything that I can to help us win.
Well, John, we're torn because we want you to succeed and do very well because we'd love for you to be a Flame sooner than later, but you're going to the World Juniors, and I have a feeling you're going to want to stick it to everybody, and that's going to include Canada, so you understand where it starts to break down. We want you to do well, but not too well. We're conflicted right now.
I'm sorry. That's all I can say.
Yeah. Hey, man, great work. Keep it up. A lot of people, again, I don't know how connected you are with social media and that, but people are pumped to hear you on the radio. They are absolutely jacked by what you're doing on the ice, and they do look forward to seeing you, even though it's in the red, white, and blue, coming up here in a few weeks.
Thank you very much for the support, and thanks for having me.
Thanks, John.
All right, thanks.
John Gillies of the Providence Friars. A soon-to-be, I would guess, the starting goaltender for the U.S. at the World Juniors. He was the backup a year ago, and based on his play and his maturity and everything else, likely to be the number one guy this time around.